This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. New year, new hobbies. And everything is better with Raycon wireless earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool. It's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms.
Can I have a hug?
No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Toronto.
What are you doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's just mesmerizing just to watch a functional government doing functional government type things.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
And the person answered the question, and they're just crying.
Why with all the crying?
This is such a good question.
I just heard a song on the radio that reminded me of the way we were.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That questioner at the White House, by the way, was Peter Doocy from Fox. That's what he's there for, to ask questions like that. He's the only one that's going to be asking those questions. I mean, wasn't that the obvious question of the day? I mean, once they found out what kind of ice cream Joe had for lunch, they couldn't ask Joe that because he can't remember back to what kind of ice cream he had for lunch. He can't remember what he had for lunch. He can't remember where he is. But it was okay for Joe to not wear a mask, even after he signed this order demanding that people wear masks on federal property and on interstate transportation, I guess. Planes, buses, trains. Which I thought you had to wear anyway. You know, it's not like this is anything new. This is less than what he promised. But he didn't wear it because he was celebrating. We'll play that cut again a little bit later. Meanwhile, as you know, Twitter has banned President Trump and all of some of his family members and members of his administration and assorted conservatives. However, they have not banned Tasnim News. That's a private news agency in Iran. They just tweeted out a photo of Trump golfing with a caption that reads, "Revenge is inevitable," i.e. it's a death threat. But that's okay. That's okay. Trump saying, "I want you to go down to the Capitol and demonstrate peacefully and patriotically," that gets him banned. But to post a death threat against the former president of the United States, that's okay because it's Orange Man bad. Let's go to the Trump line.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. What a great day that was yesterday. I took the office of oath, and then I went to the White House and had the early bird special, which included 2 scoops of tapioca pudding. Then I went to the basement, popped out my dentures, and it was in bed by 7 p.m. Ooh, I better pace myself. This is getting tiring. I mean it.
How many reruns of Bonanza has he watched since noon yesterday? Probably a lot. Here in the West, we're living in the best bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's got to fight with me.
I hope Trump left a My Pillow on every bed in the White House.
Yeah. 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 Mike Lindell, he just wants to get to the bottom of what happened on November the 3rd, so he has to be banned from Bed Bath and Beyond and Macy's and Kohl's and God only knows where else. But these Iranians, they can post death to the great Satan and, you know, we're going to take care of you. And it's okay. It's okay. It's like, did you see Amazon has decided they want to help out with the vaccine distribution? How come they didn't want to help out with the vaccine distribution when the vaccine distribution was first announced 2.5 months ago? Could it have something to do with who was in the White House at the time? The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone who purchased any of our wicked awesome windows or doors in 2020 to make sure you take advantage of your tax credit when you file this year, proving once again that windows are a much better investment than toilet paper.
So Jen Psaki says that the Trump administration lied to us for 4 years, and now she says the Biden administration is going to tell us the truth and we can trust her? Ooh, I feel warm and fuzzy inside.
You know, one of my favorite quotes, you can trust me, I'm not like the others. Anytime someone tells you you can trust them, reach for your wallet.
I wonder if anybody read the fine print on those executive orders. At the very bottom, it says 10% for the big guy.
Yeah, you know, it's unclear. This could be another future question for Peter Ducey. You know, Mr. President, you know, we're unclear from Hunter's laptop communications. He tells your granddaughter, his daughter, that he has to kick up 50% to the big guy. Yet, when you're setting up another straw corporation to launder cash from the Red Chinese, he says he's holding 10% for you. So which is it? Is it 10% that the big guy gets, or is it 50%? Or is it a sliding scale depending on how much dough there is? How do you think that question would go over?
Well, the little ones at the pool were rubbing the hairs on Joe's legs. Was that the press pool?
It could have been, although I think the little kids at the age of 5 or 6 were probably a little more sentient than any of the people in the White House press corps.
Howie, Hunter Biden calling. Oh, man, I'm tripping. I just had this hallucination that the big guy became president.
Oh, Bardo!
Where are they going to put the brass pole, Hunter, in the White House? That's what everyone is asking. When are you going to bring in the first stripper?
Joe Biden says he has full confidence in his new press secretary, Jen Pistachio.
Let me hear that cut from her again. And this is Peter Ducey's question. This just happened a few minutes ago about why he wasn't wearing a mask at the Lincoln Memorial, why he wasn't walking the walk after talking the talk, as they used to say.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
At the inaugural...
At the Lincoln Memorial, yes.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know, here in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves, as we do every single day, but I don't know that I have more for you on it than that.
Right. It was sending a message to the American public, as if they haven't gotten the message already. The message is, you'll do what we tell you to do, but we know this is all BS and nonsense, so we're not going to do it. This is a mark of your subservience to us, the ruling class. This is the way you show that you know who your masters are. And the masters don't need to wear the masks.
Biden's plan, if it ain't broke, break it.
Yes. And the journalist's plan is, it used to be comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Now the message of the Washington, just the big media in general, afflict the afflicted, comfort the comfortable.
I've been trying to figure out Trump derangement syndrome. Picture little kids around a campfire telling ghost stories until they freak themselves out.
Yeah. And it's obviously not going to end. But think about this. Suppose Trump had signed a mask mandate for federal lands and then showed up strolling around the Lincoln Memorial or anywhere in D.C. or a national park, anywhere, an army base, not wearing a mask, there would have been thundering editorials, hectoring, enraged live shot reporters who've never covered a fire screaming about President Trump. But this is just, he was celebrating.
Love it. Can you believe Mike Wallace's praise for Biden's speech? Saying that was the best ever inaugural speech is like saying that Deerfield's the best ever prep school. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Deerfield's a lot closer to being the best prep school in the world than that speech was to being the best inaugural address ever, I'll tell you that.
According to Wallace, the little nerd, Plug's speech was the best he's ever heard. I guess the twit has dumped Mitt. His new man crush is even more absurd.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Do we have that Wallace cut just in case people didn't hear it? We'll get it in a minute. Chris Wallace.
I thought it was a great speech. I've been listening to these inaugural addresses since 1961. John F. Kennedy, Ask Not. I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard.
Oh, boy. What an absurd thing to say. Incidentally, on the cable coverage yesterday, CNN drew 9 million viewers. A little over 6 million for MSNBC, 2.5 million for Fox. Some of that has to do with the fact that the people who used to watch Fox didn't want to see Joe Biden, but a lot of it just has to do with how few of those people who used to watch Fox are still watching anything on Fox. But again, they were beaten almost 4 to 1 by CNN, and they were beaten more than 2 to 1 by MSNBC.
Should we put an asterisk after Joe Biden's name like they did in baseball?
Yeah, it's... How long is he going to last? Probably longer than William Henry Harrison. But who served the second smallest amount of days? I don't know, but he's probably going to be... William Henry Harrison, I think, served 31 days because he caught pneumonia at his inaugural and died. Biden will serve longer than that, and I don't think he'll die, but he'll be escorted out by a couple of guys in white coats. And everyone will say it was the best thing for him. He did his best.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
860 says, you know, it is entirely possible that Biden doesn't realize the Lincoln Memorial is federal property. It's possible he doesn't realize the White House is federal property, too, actually. All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 and 4 p.m. The chump line number, if you want to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you want to hear more messages from the chump line, you could always get our podcast, Chopped Chumps. We post it at 7 o'clock every evening, weekday evening. And it includes the messages that didn't make the chump line that were left on the cutting room floor. Get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone who purchased any of our wicked awesome windows or doors in 2020 to make sure you take advantage of your tax credit when you file this year, proving once again that windows are a much better investment than toilet paper.
I hope Trump left a My Pillow on every bed in the White House.
I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
we're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
The pandemic has disproportionately impacted on blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans.
The pandemically? I always advise against using adverbs. I was not familiar with that adverb.
The pandemically?
I don't believe that is an adverb. I believe that is another faux pas. How about cut seven?
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity.
Did you hear that? Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Make 2021 your healthiest year yet with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will anyone in the Biden administration denounce the Antifa riots in Portland, Seattle, and Denver?
Of course not.
98% say no.
Listen to there were riots last night in Denver. They burned flags. They just ran amok in Seattle, and in Portland they were again trying to burn down a federal building or loot a federal building. This time it was ICE. Let me just read you the lead on the New York Times. Protesters. That's the first thing. It wasn't a mob. These people did a lot more than the protesters in the Capitol. And they've been doing it for, what, almost 6 months now? Every night, almost. Protesters in the Pacific Northwest smashed windows at a Democrat Party headquarters, marched through the streets, and burned an American flag on Wednesday in a strident challenge by anti-fascist and racial justice protesters. They don't have those in quotes. Like, being acting like a fascist makes you an anti-fascist in the New York Times. The New York Times is totally into 1984 Ministry of Truth. If you call yourself an anti-fascist, then you're on the side of fascism. The New York Times buys into it. And racial justice. How was racial justice served by the looting? And how come they're protesters rather than a mob? Protesters to the new administration of President Biden, whose promised reforms they declared won't save us. In Portland, Oregon, lines of federal agents in camouflage, now working under the Biden administration, blanketed streets with tear gas and unleashed volleys of welt-inducing pepper balls as they confronted a crowd that gathered outside an ICE building near downtown. So is the New York Times telling us that peaceful protesters were attacked? Really? Were the peaceful protesters attacked there? 844-500-4242. We come back, we'll take some messages, and we're going to play some of the greatest hits compilations of last night's slobbering Jeffrey Toobin Zoom-style coverage, as Molly Hemingway put it so memorably. 844-500-4242. 347 says they weren't rioting in Portland, Seattle, and Denver. They were celebrating. Well put. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We sold out very quickly today of our Cheap Bastard deal. It was 3 6-ounce Woodwick soy candles from Old New England Soap, and it was gone within minutes. It was a $27 value for $14, but if you still want to get those candles, they're great candles, great Valentine's Day gifts, and just great for any time. Listeners can go to oldnesoap.com, where they have these candles that were available in our Cheap Bastard deal and many more scents and soaps available for you to try. That's oldnesoap.com, oldnesoap.com. com. 844-500-4242. Seems like every morning I pick up the Palm Beach Daily News and some other Trump or Trump business has been canceled down here. Today, Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle were trying to buy, are trying to buy, I think they're going to succeed in buying a couple of houses in a very exclusive gated community in Jupiter, which is just north of Mar-a-Lago, about 20 miles north of Mar-a-Lago. And it's called Admiral's Cove, and Celine Dion has lived there in the past. And they bought, or they're trying to buy, they have contracts to purchase two homes on adjacent lots in the community, big homes. I think they're worth $25 million combined. They about 30 of the residents of this gated community, Admiral's Cove, have contacted the Property Owners Association. They say about half have concerns about safety. Donald Trump Jr., by the way, is going to have Secret Service protection for 6 months, so they don't have to worry for the first 6 months anyway. One member went further, bringing up accusations of Guilfoyle's improper behavior, while working at Fox News. Do these people realize that Kimberly Guilfoyle, she has an Irish surname. Her father's Irish, but her mother's Puerto Rican. That's a hate crime to try to keep her out of there, I believe. Should be, shouldn't it? One resident describes the pair's purchase in the community as a nightmare. And they want to keep them out of the club. They have a big club. They have all kinds of, a marina and 45 holes of golf, all sorts of stuff at this place. But they want to keep them out of the membership club, even though it's mandatory when you buy the house, you have to pay the $195,000 membership fee. Apparently, they want them to pay the membership fee, but because they're Trumps, they're not going to be allowed to be in the club. I don't think that's working out too well either. The 888-home community features a spa, 45 holes of golf, tennis courts, a fitness center, two clubhouses, two driving ranges, and four restaurants, and a marina for mega yachts and a 30-room hotel. And, oh, by the way, Trump carried the community with 58% of the vote. But, you know, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. That's what's going on today. Trump Jr., Guilfoyle, moving plans opposed. It's becoming a standing head. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, good evening, or earlier evening. You know, I had to go to my mechanic today in the garage, and in the discussion, he told me that guess what happened today? Their bulk order of gasoline has just gone up by 12%. If they don't think this is not going to impact on us, people are crazy. And I tell you what, the way that this election went, not going to use the word, but I don't see how we get out of this. I'm a Vietnam vet, and this is like getting kicked in the tail all over again. We've been dragging our chins on the ground for the last few days. What can I say?
Hey, Don, you're a little older than me. Then, if you're a Vietnam vet. We all remember, the gas lines, right? And then we remember the price of gas, even when there weren't lines, it went through the roof all of a sudden, over and over again. And for the last few years, it's been very pleasant, hasn't it, having gas under $2 a gallon. And now it's all gone for no reason.
There's no odd even days now, is there? But that was under Jimmy Carter, another one.
And I remember.
You've had 16 years now we're going to have. With Clinton, Obama, and now this guy, and they are gutting the warriors out of the military. I know personal story. A guy was a colonel, ready to go to get the next promotion. He was primed for generals. When Clinton came in, he brought all the whiz-bang guys in, and the promotions just changed dramatically. If you were a warrior, it didn't matter. What a shame.
I know. Well, look at the guy who shot up Fort Hood. The Palestinian psychiatrist killed 13 servicemen. Obama said you couldn't carry guns on the army bases, military bases. And this this Muslim terrorist went crazy and killed everybody. They were all unarmed. And everybody had pointed out that this guy was a terrorist, that he hated Americans. But they wouldn't get rid of him because of political correctness, because of Obama. And this, now the same people are coming back to run the Pentagon. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Thanks for the call, Don. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Calling from Maine, and I'm not sure if you've heard the story yet or not about the Capitol police officer chief at the Capitol building in the complex in Augusta, Maine. He has been suspended from his duties because
he guess.
Was on a conservative.
Let me guess. He went to the rally. He went to the rally. Is that it?
No. He was on a conservative website, and he talked positive about Donald Trump. Said good things about him, and he also blamed the Democrats for what was going on. So poor little snowflake Janet Mills, she feels that she's in danger, her and her Democrat friends. So they've suspended him. They've taken his laptops, his cell phone, and I guess confiscated it all until the investigation is over.
I'm going to check into that, Kevin. Is that in the Bangor Daily News today?
In the Bangor Daily and should be in the Portland Press Herald. I think it was in there yesterday. You might find it. But anyway, I've never seen anything so rotten and disgraceful as a dirty, rotten Democrat.
I'll check that out, Kevin. We'll see if we can talk about that. I don't think he'll come on the air with us because he probably wants to keep his job. But this is typical about what's going on. There's a story on turtleboysports.com in Massachusetts. Ayanna Pressley, she's the Ringo Starr of the squad. She's the fourth and least member of the squad, congresswoman from Dorchester, Hyde Park. And she's big defund the police person. But since the Capitol riot, apparently she's called in and has a police car or two police cars sometimes guarding her house, even when she's not there. That's, so... She wants to defund the police until she feels that she's in danger, and then she calls the cops. How ironic, huh? Barry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barry.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
A few minutes back, you asked about who was the second shortest presidential administration.
Yes.
It was James Garfield. He was assassinated in 1881, and he only served for a few months.
Yeah, 199 days, somebody said. He was shot by a disgruntled job seeker. That's the line in every history book. Thanks for the call, Barry. So I think Biden will make it longer than 6 months. So he may be only the third shortest serving person, but I don't see him lasting 2 years. I really don't. I just can't see it. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing? I made an oath years ago that if Hillary won, I was going to become a full-time Republican activist, and I'm making good on my pledge. You reminded me of something a split second ago. Is there a minimum amount of time that Joe Biden has to serve before the vice president becomes the president if he steps down?
If he steps down, whenever he steps down, she becomes the president. And if she's not there, say something happened to her or she resigned for whatever reason, like Spiro T. Agnew resigned when he was indicted or was about to be indicted, then the next person in line is the Speaker of the House, and you know who that is.
Okay, so that's how that succession goes. But anyway, I got a text from the National Republican Committee wanting a donation, and I told them they should have stood up and fought against election fraud, and I basically told them that they could rot in hell. Because they're not getting a dime from me ever.
I've heard from so many people saying exactly the same thing, Steve, that you just said. I mean, people are just fed up, and maybe we should talk about that tomorrow. You know, would you join the Patriot Party if Donald Trump founded it? I don't know. It still seems like it would be destructive to have two conservatives on the ballot. It would be like when Clinton ran against George Bush, and there were two there, and Ross Perot got into the into the fight. I think Clinton would have still won even if Ross Perot hadn't been there, but a lot of people think differently. I think it would just make it easy, even easier for the Democrats to win. I mean, look at what the Libertarians have done, how they've screwed up various congressional races over the years, including one in Massachusetts a few years back with we'd have a Republican congressman, Richard Tessay, instead of instead of Seth Moulton, probably, if there hadn't been a Libertarian in that fight when he was running against John Tierney, who was dusted up because his wife was in prison for laundering money for her gangster brothers. Another great moment in Massachusetts democracy. Thanks for the call, Steve. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You there? Gone. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie. As far as the military, the Vietnam veterans was spot on. You know, I had 14 and a half years in the military, and I'm out. Guys like me were really not welcome, even though I'm a decorated combat veteran. They try to push you into units where guys like me, they wanted me basically to be, as a combat medic, they wanted me to go to a hospital unit. And being in with a hospital unit, you know, as a staff NCO, your only job is to try to keep the officers from screwing the young enlisted girls, you know, the young nurses.
So you were, they had you ticketed to be a social worker, basically, or I guess a matron is more like it. You were going to be a male matron, like they used to have in the old female dorms at colleges, right?
Oh, without a doubt. There was zero chance of me doing that. I wanted to stay with the line unit, but they said no because you've been promoted. They want to take you out of the field units. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to be, you know, doing that. I have better things to do with my time. And so 14 and a half years in the military, met a great bunch of guys, did a lot of fun things. And but guys like us, you know, they set you up for failure.
I wonder how they're going to keep getting people to go into the Army when it's just going to become another PC playground.
Well, you saw what happened with the Navy. Well, we can put women on ships. And what was that one carrier? They had 12 sailors got pregnant, and they called it the love boat because once they put females in these certain positions, and it's
well, they said we're running the risk of being called sexist here, but I read stories saying that some of the women just got tired of being on the ship because, you know, guess what? It's not much fun to be on a ship for all that time, you know, just. And you can't go into port or anything. So they just get pregnant because they knew that was the way out. That was the ticket out. Yeah, a lot of this stuff is a real mess. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Thanks for your service. My friends at Eden Pure are extending their New Year's sale, but you need to act while you can. You can get the Thunderstorm air purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners. With code word Howie, the Thunderstorm is available for under $90 and shipping is free. Supplies are limited, so this sale won't last much longer. The Thunderstorm, as you can see, I'm holding in my hand right now, is a small device. You could plug it into the wall to purify the air from any odor. It can be pet odors, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell in your basement. No filters are needed. I've seen much more expensive comparable units in doctor's offices and have asked myself, why didn't they order the Thunderstorm? The Thunderstorm takes up no floor space and is quiet as well. Take advantage of this extended sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Come on, G-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
I got the story from the Press Herald about the Capitol Police Chief in Augusta, Russell Govin, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, has been temporarily relieved of his command. I don't think he'll be back, given the status of everything in Maine. After coming under fire last week for comments and posts he shared on Facebook disputing the election results and criticizing COVID-19 mask mandates, He's been on the Capitol Police since 2006, and before that, he was on the Portland Police Department. In November, he posted he had zero confidence in the results of the election. Well, he can't say that. He also shared a post that referred to the election as a psychological operation of epic proportions. On his Facebook page, he mocked the use of face masks to guard against spreading COVID-19 and shared a post that suggested masking as part of a bigger plot to control the public. So he has no First Amendment rights, is what they're saying. Chief Govan, there's nothing about his performance on the job. It's just they don't like what he thinks. So he must be cleansed. He must be deprogrammed and reprogrammed. He must be detoxed. These are all the words they've been using about people like us and like the chief. 844-500-4242. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie. Hey, listen, Hakawi. I'm going to call you Hakawi because you need to be the Indian that comes in from the background with a tomahawk.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
25,000?
I think it was 26,000, but it's that's close enough.
26,000. Are you kidding me? He couldn't get 260. They wouldn't have let him get to these burning cities in Seattle and Tacoma, all over the place, all over our country, these people. And they're all Democratic areas.
I know, Bruce. Thank you for the call. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie. The point for this call is I think the ratings that you were referring to with CNN and MSNBC and Fox,
yes.
I think a lot of people that would typically watch Fox weren't going to watch any of that garbage.
Right. No,
so
I said
tune
that.
In.
Yeah.
But I mean, Fox.
Yeah, still getting beaten 4-1 though by CNN. That's kind of a come down. They had that's one quarter the audience they had 4 years ago. And again, everybody was excited about Trump coming in. Everyone was depressed about Biden coming in. Incidentally, Jen Psaki, the new flack for Joe Biden, when she called on Peter Ducey today, she called him Steve, which is his father's name.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
At the inaugural...
At the Lincoln Memorial, yes.
I think Steve.
I think she did that on purpose, like that was her President Swalwell moment.
No, I don't think so. I think she was just discombobulated that she got asked a real question. They told her you're not going to be asked any real questions for 4 years. These people are eunuchs. These are geldlings. These people are not real reporters. I'm sure she's shocked to learn that she was going to be asked a real question. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We still got to play these greatest hits medleys from the inauguration. We'll do that when we come back. We also have an interview with Sheriff Tom Hodgson of Bristol County about what these new immigration changes are going to mean for crime. I think we all know what they're going to mean, but this will just sort of confirm our suspicions. The MS-13 gangs have been kind of back on their heels the last couple of years, but they're about to get a new influx of members thanks to the Democrats. I'm Howie Carr.